Hello again, and welcome to the Afternoon Wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. It's Thursday, January 7th. Saints moving deeper into preparations for Saturday's playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Kickoff about 3:35 p.m. Central Time. Now, Saints had a couple of transactions here today, so follow me closely. Safety Issa Abdul-Kaddous released. Also signed, defensive back Jordan Pugh to the injured reserve list. Linebacker Paris Harrelson, and moved to the active roster from the practice squad, linebacker Rufus Johnson. So there, those are some of the moves that were made. Injury report will appear on NewOrleansSaints.com tomorrow, Wednesday, probably around 3:05, 3:30 p.m. Central Time, but we will keep an eye on that. We will see who did practice, who did not, who might or might not be available for Saturday's game as we move a little bit closer to game time. Now, the Saints went into a little replication mode. They've played in Seattle before this season, obviously, that 34-7 loss in early December, and so they wanted to kind of mimic some of those circumstances here at the Saints facility on Tuesday, and quarterback Drew Brees talked about that.
That's all part of the little things that we do throughout the week to prepare ourselves.
What's your interpretation of that particular message?
It's just knowing your elements and getting ready to, you know, put yourself in the moment as much as you can. It's in the indoor facility as well, you know, so just knowing that you're going to see a lot of those colors, you know, when you step into that stadium, and you know, you prepare to play your best out here on the practice field, and hopefully that carries over.
Now, if the Saints are going to have any success against Seattle, certainly they're going to want to run the football more effectively than they did the first time. 17 carries for 44 yards the first game in Seattle. However, the Saints have shown that they can run the football because they did so effectively in the wild card game against Philadelphia, running for 186 yards. That's the second highest playoff total in team history. And Coach Sean Payton knows that Mark Ingram, a guy who ran for 97 yards against the Eagles, is going to be a key component to that.
He's been running real well. I liked his ball security the other night, you know, and those weren't always easy yards, but I'm pleased with how he's playing. And I think, you know, he's had a handful of games now towards the latter part of the season where he's been exceptional.
Now, at least the Saints do have some reference points in Seattle. Again, they did go there and play in December. They've played there previously. The December experience, obviously, was not something that went well in their favor. However, there were some talking points and some learning points that came from that game.
Well, I mean, obviously, that was not a very good performance by us. I felt like they played very well. A lot of credit to them. But, you know, we just knowing that, hey, listen, we got to get better and you know, the road through the playoffs to the Super Bowl looks like it's going to go through that place. So if we want to accomplish what we've set out to accomplish in this year, then we better find a way to go there and win. And just hoping that we'd have another opportunity, and here we are having that opportunity.
And as we well know, if you're going to win on the road in the playoffs, there are going to have to be some things that a team is going to have to do well. Coach Sean Payton was asked if there was one key thing that the Saints would have to do in order to come out victorious.
You know, it's always been a game of momentum swings, and I think mentally handling those momentum swings on the road becomes sometimes more challenging than at home. I think, you know, the turnovers play a big part, but it's easy to say, well, we can't turn the ball over. We got to look at, all right, what causes those things, and that's pressure, and that's ball security with the receivers, running backs, whoever's handling the football. So I think that combination of the momentum and handling that.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the Afternoon Wrap on January 7th here at the New Orleans Saints practice facility. We are inside right now. However, the team practiced outside today in these Arctic conditions that should benefit somewhat in Seattle this weekend, although the forecast is going to be actually warmer than it is right here today. Today, probably high in the mid, low 30s in Seattle on Saturday. The high is supposed to be maybe mid 40s with a good chance of precipitation. So we will monitor that weather as we get closer and closer to the game, but the Saints will go through the paces once more on Wednesday, and we will have it here for you on the Afternoon Wrap. Also, check us out tomorrow morning for the morning report on NewOrleansSaints.com. Remember to watch out tomorrow for the injury report, and watch out for more features written and video on the website.